Welcome back. Today we're doing a deep dive into first home finance or FHF. We've got the official summary document here, and the plan is really to, quickly understand who this helps, why it's even needed, and how you can actually access the funds.
Exactly. And looking at this summary is, well, it's crucial because FHA, it comes from the Department of Human Settlements, right? And it's really aimed at enabling affordable home ownership for first timers, a specific group often overlooked across both urban and rural areas.
Let's define that group because it really shapes the whole program. We're talking about the affordable or gap market. So individuals earning between our $3,501 and our $22,000 per month. And the whole reason for this gap, it's structural, isn't it? You're in too little for a standard mortgage, but well, too much for a free government house. It's a tough spot.
It really is. And what's interesting here is the range of help available and how it connects to income. This FHF subsidy, it's a once-off payment. And depending on your exact earnings, it could be anywhere from, let's see, about our $39,000 up to nearly our $170,000. That's quite substantial.
Yeah, a serious injection of capital. And the ways you can use it, the document shows, are surprisingly flexible. There seem to be four main paths. Let's start with buying. First, you can just use it to buy a property existing, new, or even an older one. Second option, if you're more into building, is buying a vacant service stand. But it has to be linked to a contract with an NHBRC registered home builder.
Right, so there's that quality control, that protection built in. Makes sense. And the third way, this one seems to acknowledge different ownership realities, like in rural areas. You can build on land you own yourself or even on tribal land using a PTO, a permission to occupy.
Which acts sort of like the deed for tribal land.
Exactly. But again, the key is using a registered home builder.
And the fourth use, this one's interesting. It's not just about the house itself. You can use the money to cover those often painful buying costs, things like conveyancing fees, transfer fees, or maybe even your deposit.
That really broadens its usefulness. But it brings up a question, right? If this market struggles with traditional mortgages, how do they actually get this FHF money combined with finance?
Good point. If you can't get a standard bond, how does it work? And the document is clear on this. It explicitly allows FHF to be used with non-mortgage finance products.
That's the flexibility we were talking about, really tailored. What kind of non-mortgage products are we looking at?
Well, things like unsecured personal loans, pension or provident fund-backed loans, installment sales.
Say installment sales, rent-to-buy arrangements, wait, even community schemes like Stockfels.
Yes, the document actually lists community-based schemes like Stockfels. It's acknowledging how people in this specific market often pool resources, or even using your own savings.
That's quite progressive, recognizing those informal but vital mechanisms.
So, if you're listening and think you might fit into this income bracket, here's a quick summary of the main criteria. You need to be over 18, a South African citizen or permanent resident, and crucially, a first-time home buyer. You can't have benefited from any government housing subsidy before this.
Right, that first-time rule is key. And practically speaking, how does someone start? The program kicked off, what, April 1st, 2023?
Correct. Step one seems to be heading to the online portal, fhf.nhfc.co.za. You check your eligibility there, get a kind of pre-approval indication.
Okay, so you start online, but what else do you need before you really
You
proceed?
can absolutely need proof of finance sorted out first. That means either an approval in principle for a home loan from a bank, or if you're using those other methods. You need proof of your personal resources, maybe a grant letter, or that permission to occupy if you're building on tribal land.
Got it. So finance approval first, then the FHF application really gets going.
Yeah. I mean, this whole deep dive really highlights how FHF plugs that specific hole where housing help often just, disappeared for people.
Exactly. Caught between needing help and not qualifying for traditional routes. And connecting it back, that subsidy structure tells a story, doesn't it? The highest amount, that nearly $170,000.
Goes to the lowest earners in the band, those making just over R3,500 a month.
Right. It's that steep inverse relationship.
So maybe the thought to leave listeners with is what that steep curve suggests, giving the biggest boost to those just above the free housing level. It really signals a strong priority, doesn't it? It implies the government is aiming to maximize the impact right at the bottom edge of that gap, trying to give the most leverage to those with the least financial room to maneuver.